This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Sini, yesterday you brought up a term that sort of confused us, or maybe needs analyzing. That's white lies. Can you explain why that was a surprise to you?
It was a word that I had learned, and we don't have that in my language. My language, you either tell the truth, or you're not telling the truth, and that is a lie. And in the team that I was working, they said, but there is a go-between. If you don't want to be too direct to the person, you don't want to hurt their feelings, you come up with a white lie. And that was, it's not a complete lie and it's not complete truth. And I realized that that was a bit confusing to me with my Christian background. And I thought my biblical knowledge of telling the truth or telling a lie. But it was explained to me, and that made a lot of sense to me as well, that the emphasis was telling the truth in love. And the word love got so much weight that you would go out of your way not to want to hurt the person. And so you would almost have to bend the truth to tell somebody something in love. And that's what I felt, that's what they were trying to tell me was a white lie. I still have a bit of a problem, but on the other hand, I think to learn to be sure that you want to tell something to a person and make sure you don't hurt the person by it.
Well, I think let me speak up for my people if I can. You know,
of course.
You know, the ones who, you know, the underlying principle, I think, in the white lie, as you describe it, is the fact that we're not at all convinced that what we say will be used in a constructive way. Now, the problem with that is that then it's like we're saying, well, I don't know if she can take it. She can't handle the truth. There is an aspect of that to be self-critical that says, is that just me mind reading her? You know, maybe she needs this right now. So both perspectives need to be evaluated together. And I think also maybe some of the uncomfortableness that people responded to you is you might have assumed closeness and intimacy earlier than maybe they were concerned. Like, you know, if you're telling somebody something that you it's for their own good, and you've known them for what you consider long enough, and their response back is, I was hurt, is that maybe they don't feel that close to you as yet. So, you know, we can say a lot of things to each other depending on the intimacy, which I define the distance between us, as that grows closer. And we can, you know, and whereas, you know, looking at you and me, I mean, if you say something that I just completely, it comes out of left field, as we say in the United States, and I don't know where that came from, I can say, wait a minute, what are you saying? Now, I might never say that to you, or I might never have said that to you 5 years ago or 10 years ago when I first met you. But because the closeness of our relationship, we can do that. And you do that to me, too. And and that's what makes life great, is the ability to do that. If we don't feel that we are close to somebody, then there, you know, it comes up what you have described as the white lie. It's not the truth and it's not a lie. It's halfway in between, but it feels funny.
I remember a group of women, we were looking at clothes, what we were wearing, and we were trying to help each other and advise each other in what suits me and what doesn't suit me. And I went up to this lady and I said, you know, what you're wearing, it's not your color. You know, you look very pale in that. And I thought I was helping her, and she was very offended. And afterwards, and she didn't tell me, I heard that behind my back, and I was so devastated because I thought I was trying to help her.
That's a good example.
But to bring this into maybe the working relationship, where there isn't a close relationship between individuals, but I see that a person needs correcting. And instead, we just say something like, well, you know, you're really doing all right. when that person does need correcting because it affects the whole team that you're working with. Maybe you could see how that fits into how you feel about white lies.
I mean, I think I've learned a great deal. I think I've learned a lot working and living with different cultures. And I am sometimes now even surprised by my own culture, how blunt they can be without taking the other person that they have vis-a-vis in consideration. I think that is something that you were brought up much more with, you know, to be more considerate for the other person. I think that's what I've learned as well. Mm-hmm. But it's a cultural thing, and I think we come back again to the openness and, again, asking back. I mean, you know, you're saying our 10 years relationship, we've had lots of ups and downs and difficult situations. But, you know, we're sitting here still today as a team because we've had the courage to go back to each other and say, did I understand you right? Sometimes it was just a use of a word that, you know, we probably didn't even know the real meaning of. And, you know, so quickly that happens in other languages, you know, especially when you're communicating in other languages, you're using a word with intonation means something totally different and you're not aware of it because you are, you know, new into that country or culture.
One of the things that I would interject that I have felt is important is the person who is the team leader. I think if they need to have a confrontational kind of conversation, need to set the ground rules for the person who's on the team so that that person who's on the team can know that they can express how they feel. Mm-hmm. But it can be done in a way that is not angry, but in a way that is honest. And I have found that is something that I have learned through the years is that, you know, I need to make sure that the ground rules are set for both people so that they both know that they can communicate honestly, so that both sides of the story can be told. Because when I have done that, then the chances for resolving that conflict go up greatly than if I come off as I'm the boss, you do what I say, and that's it.
That's right.
Because then you stuff the relationship and you stuff communication from then on.
I so agree with you, Scott, because I remember one situation that was very delicate. And I was the team leader there. And I asked the group, we said, we have to address this. And it's very difficult. I want you to be sure. And I'm asking permission to be communicating open. And maybe you would perceive it as blunt, but I want you to hear my heart. And let's make sure it's not, I don't want to feel anybody being offended, but I want to address the issue. And the only way I feel I can do it is just being open and maybe blunt. And I think that opened up, you know, a good way of talking because people didn't feel threatened because I wasn't trying to hurt the person. I was trying to address the issue.
I think sometimes it's just the tone of your voice, too. You can say harsh things in a loving tone.
Yes.
I heard you do that. And it softens the blow.
Well, I think we've done a little damage to this topic, maybe not enough to sink the ship, if you will. But we certainly have, when you think about how many difficulties there are barriers between cross-cultural communication, it's amazing that we can get along at all, you know, from that standpoint. And yet, there is something about them that are so rewarding that we keep trying. And I think that's what I want to say is don't give up. Keep trying. And some of the people that you have the most difficulty with on this shading and stuff can be future, probably good resources and allies and friends. And think about that in your own culture. Sometimes the people that you started off on the wrong foot become close friends. So that hope is where I want to end today.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.